Welcome to Ruby Ray, real and raw conversations for the rising global woman. I am your host, Jacqueline Norton.
Hello, loves. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Ruby Ray podcast. We are on the Ruby Ray journey, continuing to journey on this path. And I think about what this really means to be on the Ruby Ray, what this really means to walk this path. And to me, it is all about over and over and over and over again coming back to the heart, because every time we come back to the heart and we move past we move through our patterns and our old behaviors and our conditioned reactions or responses to things. And so every time we come back to the heart, we're changing the game. And that really at its essence is what it means to be on the Ruby Ray for me. And I know it is so challenging sometimes, and it really feels like it takes all of us to choose that, to choose the higher road, to choose the road less traveled, to choose a different way. And it is that choice that makes all of the difference. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing love. Thank you for choosing to continue opening and moving beyond the shame and the guilt and the fear and all of the lower expressions of our humanity that we've been very conditioned to act out in, and it just isn't who we are. And we really are at this point now where we have to be diligent in our choice to rise above it and to believe in, and not just believe in, but to be the embodiment of the walker of a different way to exist in this world. And we know it's true. We know it's true in our bones because we can feel it, but we have to trust in what we feel and what we know more than anything that the outside world tells us to believe or to think, because if we just trust in that, then we're not going to be getting anywhere good. You know, we're just going to stay stuck in the same old thing. So this episode today is called A Woman Who Has Remembered Her Soul. My intention for sharing this is to walk with you and to help you come back to the remembrance, to serve as a reminder of who you are and who you know you are and who you have always been. And so may these words just be a guidepost back on that ever-winding journey on the road back to ourselves, and what it really means to be a woman who has remembered her soul, what it really means to live a life in deep union with the divine, and what it means to live a life that is soul-centered. So here we go. And if you feel like it, you can light a candle, or even if you're just listening to this out in nature, just take a pause and just breathe into your heart. Really visualizing your heart expanding as you inhale into it. And you can even visualize your heart having lips. And it's like when you open your heart to breathe, you're breathing into it like it's a mouth, and you're breathing air into your heart. So really just bringing your attention back into your heart and breathing more life, breathing more of you back into you. Feels better now. Now we can begin. The sacredness is in the breath, not the shallow breathing, tight in the chest, barely escaping past the heart. I'm talking about the full belly balloon breath, the one that brings you into a deeper union with your consciousness. That's what they're scared of, you know? You being so you. you being so connected to you, you guided by soul. A woman who has remembered the sacredness of her being and the divinity of her spirit has remembered everything, her truth, her worth, her lovability, her desire, her remembrance of all that she is the very thing that makes the floors crumble beneath her and her reality mold to a new shape, a new flavor, different spice. Her remembrance is what builds the castle of her heart, her true home. They will pick and pry and ask why at you, because they want some of yours. They want your light. They want to bask in it like 2 p.m. on an August afternoon for a little while, and then go on living the life they never wanted to leave. They will try to rouse you, to suction off the sweet suckle of your vibration. Observe it all, without a word. Observe. This is the seat of the soul. This is the forefront of awareness, the great teacher, here to usher you into a new way of living, a new way of being, the way guided by soul. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered the mysteries of the universe, the ancient civilizations, the Atlantis, Lemuria, Avalon. She remembers her true origins, her agreements in this lifetime, the vastness of all that she is. She remembers the sacredness of her womb, her moon, the Holy Grail, the empty nothingness within her from which all life springs, the fertile grounds of transformation, death and rebirth in the same breath. The woman who has remembered her soul has remembered that nothing is about the other and everything is about her. Every conversation, fight, and trigger has nothing to do with the person in front of her and everything to do with her own traumas, her own wounds, her own little girl crying behind her knees up to her chest, needing to be comforted, needing to be rocked to sleep, needing to be told she can cry for as long as she wants. A woman who has remembered her own soul has remembered she is the divine mother and father. It is not the roles of her parents or her caretakers to save her soul, to be the hero, to make things right. She is her own hero. She is the author of her story. She is the victor and the heroine. She is the one who saves the day for herself. She is the one she can count on, the one who will be there, the one who never turns away when it gets tough, but instead turns to lean into her feelings, her gateway to everything. A woman who has remembered her own soul has remembered that her emotions are the gateway to the temple, the stepping stones to all that is holy. She knows they do not appear to be dismissed, shamed, or avoided. They come here with lessons, as teachers filled with potent truth. A woman who allows herself to feel her emotions also allows herself to transcend space and time. A woman who has remembered her own soul has remembered that she is the most powerful creator of her reality. She has remembered that everything outside of herself begins within herself, that going within is the first and last step towards everything. She knows that if she can see it in her imagination, build it in her visualization, and feel it in her heart, then in divine time it will be done. A woman who has remembered her soul is done with wishing. She occupies the territory of knowing, anchored into the depths of her heart. Through her truth comes her knowing, an unshakable, unmistakable feeling, rooted in the core of her being, remembering all that she is and all we are. A woman who has remembered her soul will smell bullshit from a mile away. She will know when she is being lied to, betrayed, and deceived. She may not say it in the moment, but she will know. Her intuition will be sending her messages through the superhighways of her heart, telling her exactly what she needs to know. Look into their eyes for 1 second, and she will receive all the information necessary. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she knows nothing. She is the teacher and the student and the child at once. She has remembered how much there is to know and how little she really knows and is humbled by the mystery of life. She is the questioner, for the secrets of her mind are the stories of our time. She is never afraid of the answer she may find on the other side of her questions, so long as it is honest. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her sovereignty. She is autonomous in mind, body, emotion, finances, and spirit. She operates from the pillars of herself, and she is self-responsible and self-reliant. She chooses to depend upon the pillars of herself for everything, knowing she is always supported more than she knows. She has remembered that boundaries are the walls to her sovereignty and uses them with loving compassion rather than a walled-off heart. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her heart is a portal to her highest expression. It is the place where she truly lives and belongs. She knows it is a place to be honored, respected, and nurtured, not hidden behind from walls, shields, and swords. A woman who has remembered her soul has journeyed the long, treacherous road of opening her heart again after heartbreak. She knows what it means to live with a closed heart and knows this is not the way we are meant to exist. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she is her own best healer. She has taken responsibility for herself, reclaiming her health on her own terms. She knows what her body tells her is more accurate than a doctor's diagnosis and listens to the whispers of her body. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her healing. She has remembered the road on which she rides and is patient with her journey. She doesn't get fixated on a destination or ask the question why, but pulls from the well of compassion within her to tend to herself with loving care. She knows that her health starts from within, including the spirit and the mind, and anything manifesting in the external is a symbol of what's happening on the internal. A woman who has remembered her soul doesn't mind saying no, spending time alone and being in nature. She puts herself and her healing first, knowing that from this stems all of life's creations. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she is the medicine woman and the medicine. She is the storyteller and the story. She is the dancer and the dance. She is nothing and she is everything, an individualized expression of the whole. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered the natural laws of the universe, giving and receiving. She knows the intricate tune of her own vibration and feels her own frequency. She knows how to surrender to the flow of life, knowing that the letting go creates space for the blessings to arrive. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she cannot control anyone or violate their own free will. So she lives and lets live with an open palm, loving whoever wants to come and whoever wants to go. She is in deep acceptance and gratitude for all that is, for all the dark nights, and for all the reawakened mornings. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she is connected to all the souls in this speck of a universe, and she knows she is doing the very thing she came here to do. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her own truth. She doesn't apologize for it or act small because of it. She knows that she is worthy of her beliefs and walks with confidence, self-assurance, and conviction. She stands in her heart, unwavering, not trying to convince anyone or change their mind. She knows her truth is her truth, and their truth is their truth, and both are perfect. A woman who has remembered her soul is not easily swayed by other people's opinions or projections. She is unmoved by the emotions of others because she is rooted in her own knowing from within. Others' applaud or condemnation have little impact because she knows who she is more than anyone else. A woman who has remembered her soul walks through this life in her full expression. She doesn't play small, hide, or be a victim. She owns all that she is, claims it, and loves it. She accepts herself for all of her, the lightness and the dark, and views all of her aspects as equally deserving of love. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her shadows. She has remembered the repressed, shamed, and shoved down aspects of herself. And through love, compassion, and devotion, she has integrated them into the fullness of her being. She is not ashamed or embarrassed by her darkness and her shortcomings, for she knows these shadows are just aspects waiting to be loved and are the superhighway to her light. A woman who has remembered her soul cherishes her alone time, her creativity, and her expression. She knows there is nothing more sacred than being in flow, nothing more divine than silence. She doesn't depend on anything outside of herself. From deep within the well of herself, all things grow. A woman who has remembered her soul honors what she puts in her body, not to fit into a label or trend, but simply to treat herself well. She feeds her body what it asks for, being open to change for the sake of feeling good in her body. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered the sacredness of her inner seasons. She gives herself the time, space, celebration, and love no matter where she is in her cycle. She knows the rhythms of her body move with the rhythms of nature, and she respects them all, knowing they're all a part of her. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her path of devotion. She knows she's entirely up to her, and her devotion to herself depends solely on her. She surrenders to this path, knowing it is far beyond her, and comes to her knees for all it has to teach her. She shows up every day in every way for herself, knowing that when she shows up for herself, she shows up for all women. She isn't rigid or judgmental about what showing up means or looks like, but rather carves space in her day where she can meet herself with a little more love and compassion than the day before. She knows the little things are really the big things and celebrates every baby step in a new direction. A woman who has remembered her soul sees the divinity in everyone. She honors the perfection of every single soul as they are now, without trying to change them. When relationships change or end, she offers just as much love to the person when they are no longer in her life. Love is love. It doesn't have a time zone or an expiration date. A woman who has remembered her soul is in the business of opening her heart, expanding her consciousness, and finding all the ways in which she can give. She lives her legacy of love every day through small things done with great care. She isn't interested in being the best or the most popular. She'd rather live a life in harmony from within. She knows she holds the answer to every question, the ability to manifest every wish, and the capacity to actualize every dream. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered that her spirit comes first, always. She has remembered her full potential and how to live it. Everything that was never hers has fallen away, replaced by all the things and people made of unconditional love. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered the lesson of forgiveness. She knows her pain and anger is to be examined from within, and that holding on to grudges and resentment only hold her back from her soul's full expression. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered she is equal to everyone. She knows no one is above or below her. We are all in the same field. She knows she is simply one expression of the infinite, and her thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are just as valid as anyone else's. She doesn't waste time shaming or blaming people for their beliefs, knowing that there are infinite perspectives, truths, and viewpoints that make up the whole. A woman who has remembered her soul has remembered her connection to all things. She walks through life anchored in her heart, unwavering in her truth, and unapologetic in her expression. She extends compassion to all those around her, starting first with herself, knowing this sacred connection is the source from which all things grow. And that is a woman who has remembered her soul. So just taking a moment to really breathe these words in, just being with yourself and whatever this stirred or brought up in you, and not trying to label it or define it or come to any conclusions about anything, but just being with what is right now. Continuing to ever deeper breathe into that wellspring, that mystery, that endless cauldron of our heart, knowing that the more that we breathe into it, the more we learn about it, and the more it shows us the secret doorways, the hidden passageways, the places that we never knew or felt or saw before, trusting in this infinite gold mine that is here for us when we tap into it. And it's a gold mine because it's a gold mine of emotion. And although we were taught to avoid our emotions or fear our emotions or ignore our emotions are really our superpowers, because our emotions are the direct one-way ticket, first-class seat to our new realities. they are the things that launch our lives in radically different connections. So the more we can honor our emotions, feel our emotions, cultivate our emotions, reside in this temple of our heart, and build our emotional body from this place, the more our entire life begins to shift from the inside out. And it doesn't even become about anything that appears or changes on the external anymore. It doesn't become about manifestation or what we can gain, what we can attain, anything in the material anymore, because it is all just about how good it feels to live in our heart. And it's almost like it becomes your little secret that you get to walk around with this shine from within, just knowing that you reside here. You are the occupant of this temple, this house. And that in itself is enough. That in itself is everything. And if you live your life being anchored into your heart, unwavering in your truth, unapologetic in your expression, then I would say you've lived a pretty damn good life. It really is just coming back to this essence of who we are over and over again, and living from this place and knowing that from this place, everything takes care of itself, because we're aligned, we're anchored, we are in ourselves, we are in integrity, and we're in love. And when we're anchored in love, anything is possible. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for going on this journey. Thank you for tending to your heart and to your soul and listening a little bit deeper, a little bit closer, a little bit more intentionally to the whispers that it has to give you. I'm sure after listening to this, it might be whispering a little bit louder now, because we've just taken some time to pour so much love into this space that pours so much love into us. So it only makes sense that we take a little bit of time to give love back, to return our love back to the source of all love. I hope this served your heart, your soul, your remembrance, and just nurtured you for wherever you are right now in this moment on your path. Keep that heart beaming and blasting wide open, because you are so radiant when you do. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ruby Ray. I am your host, Jacqueline Norton, and I'll see you next time.